Hello, this is T.D. Wells, entrepreneur and inspiration. And today I hope that you all have had a great day and that you were able to visualize all of the goals and all of the things that you want to come to your life. And the only way to do that is to make sure that you're aligned with exactly what it is you want to come. Before you could even manifest that into your life, you have to be aligned with it. So I want to go into something that can really help you in show you or even give you the tools to understanding. And they're the three emotional pitfalls to avoid while attempting to reach your goals. And what I've found is that 90-day goals and incremental, like 90-day incremental goals. So in other words, if you're going after a goal and you want to hit that goal in a year, you have to set 90-day goals because it's easier to see, it's easier to visualize. Even though we can visualize goals a year out or 12 months out, it's better to approach them in a shorter term fashion in your mind, because then you see it more relatable and you can resonate with the goal to even hitting that goal much quicker. And sometimes you can hit it a lot quicker. You may hit that goal. Some people may tell you that it can take 12 months to reach or to hit. But in actuality, those are their self-limiting beliefs. And I want you to understand that you have the innate ability to hit those goals much sooner, much quicker. Maybe your skill set is better. Who knows? We don't know. But I want you to understand is that you don't always have to listen to what everyone else is saying. Just go with your gut and run with it. So the things that you need to be prepared for is know that your negative emotions can keep you from sabotaging your success or your successful progress towards unlocking any of your amazing potential that's pretty much inside of you. Now, the first thing that I want you to understand is called feeling discouraged, or that's the first item out of the three. And some goals, it will take you longer, as I was saying, and than others. And it can be a little discouraging when you feel like you're not really making the amount of progress you should be. Now, one way you can be getting discouraged is when you compare yourselves, or we compare ourselves. Maybe you have a friend who's reached a similar goal in a shorter time, like I was saying earlier, than you, and you're beginning to wonder if you have it, what it takes to access the full potential or your full potential. You may feel like reaching that goal is taking much more effort than you expected. When you start to feel discouraged is the perfect time to go back and read over why you started the process in the first place. Now, looking at the big why, the active why, can renew your motivation for reaching your ideal outcome. Now, the second one is feeling overwhelmed. Sometimes we just have several big goals to accomplish. And if you want to really unlock your potential, trying to work on them all at once can leave us feeling crazy overwhelmed. And no one wants to feel that way. Now, when our minds are filled with important tasks that need to be accomplished, we may lose sight of which should be done first or which one is the most vital to our success. Now, the best thing to do is to work on one outcome at a time so it doesn't happen, so you just don't get overwhelmed. And then go back to the plan you made for reaching that outcome. Now, maybe you need to break down the action steps into smaller bite-sized tasks, or perhaps you need to only tackle one task towards your goal per day. Now, this can be challenging if you understand what I'm saying. And when you want to reach that your potential quickly, but slow and steady progress will make you more likely to succeed in the end. Now, it's okay to slow down and take it step by step. Now, the third thing I want you to work on is when you have self-doubt. Now, different things can cause self-doubt, as we know. Hitting an unexpected obstacle or making slower progress than you'd hoped for can leave you pretty much wondering if the goal is attainable. Now, ways to re-engage in your goal is to tap into your support system. Get a little encouragement from people who believe in your abilities. You might also want to pull out your journal and do some free writing about your feelings, just the way you're feeling at that point in time. This is a great way to discover the root of the issue. And then finally, go back to your big why. And I don't mean just your why, I mean your active why. Because everyone has a why, but is it really active? And review the reasons for taking on this goal. And between these three things, you'll find the encouragement you need to carry on and be successful. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you at the top.